So you filed the third week of January. Direct deposit, e-file, everything clean. A coworker already got their money and spent it. And Where Is My Refund has shown you the exact same screen for weeks. If your return has the earned income credit on it, that's what we're talking about today.
And the first thing to say is that wait is not a mistake, and it's not a flag on your account. It's a statute. The PATH Act, the Protecting Americans from Tax Hikes Act of 2015, bars the IRS from issuing any refund that includes EITC or the additional child tax credit before mid-February.
Bars, as in they can't.
They can't. No preparer, no phone call, no IRS employee can legally release it sooner. That's not customer service being slow. That's the law.
Okay, so how many people is this? Because it feels personal when it's your refund.
About 24 million eligible workers and families, roughly $70 billion in EITC for tax year 2024, as of December 2025. Every single one of those refunds went through the same mid-February freeze.
24 million. And the average was, what was the average?
About $2,894, which for a lot of working families is the biggest check they see all year. And that scale is actually why the hold exists. Before PATH, refundable credits were paying out billions before the W-2 and 1099 data from employers even reached the IRS. The hold gives them a window to match your reported income against what employers and payers actually said.
Okay. There's a thing in the article I want you to say plainly, because I think it's the part that makes people angry. It holds the whole refund.
The whole refund, not just the credit part. $1 of EITC or ACTC on the return holds every dollar.
Wait, even my own withholding? Money I already overpaid?
Even that. The law says the IRS can't issue any refund that includes the credits, so they can't split it and send you the non-credit half early. The article uses an example. Self-employed. Schedule C shows $48,300 in net profit. Two qualifying children. EITC lands near that average, about $2,894, plus $1,100 of overpaid quarterly estimates. Total refund,
$3,994. $3,994.
All of it waits. That $1,100 of your own money stands in line with the credit. The statute doesn't distinguish.
Right. And the second thing, you said mid-February, but people hear mid-February and think that's the day the money shows up.
That's the trap. Mid-February is a release date, not a delivery date. The IRS can begin issuing held refunds then, but the money still has to move through processing and then through your bank. Which is why the planning answer for early filers who e-filed with direct deposit and have no issues is around early March, not Valentine's Day.
So walk me through the calendar. What should I be seeing when?
Late January, the IRS accepts and processes e-filed returns. But EITC and ACTC refunds are frozen even after processing finishes. You'll see return received, often with a PATH Act message. Mid-February, earliest legal release, and refunds go out in processing order. Around early March, direct deposits land for the early clean filers, and on your transcript that shows up as code 846 with a deposit date.
846 is the good one.
846 is refund issued with the date it was sent. Deposits usually arrive within days of that date.
Okay, now the question I think everyone actually has. When does this stop being normal?
Mid-March and later. The PATH hold ends by mid-February every year, so if your refund is still missing well past early March, something else has attached to your account. A review, an identity check, or an offset.
And that shows up how?
On the transcript. Most of what you'll see during a PATH hold is routine. 150 means your return was filed and processed. 806 is your withholding credited. 766 is a credit posting, which actually confirms the credit was accepted into processing.
150, 806, 766. Boring is good.
Boring is good. The ones that aren't boring? 570 is a hold beyond path. Your refund's paused for review. 971 means a notice went out explaining it. 810 is a refund freeze, often identity or credit verification. And 898 means part or all of your refund got applied to a non-IRS debt through the Treasury Offset Program.
Say the 570 and 971 pair again, slower. What do I actually do?
570 and 971 usually travel together. The 570 pauses the money. The 971 says a letter is coming. And here's the part people miss. The code doesn't tell you what they want. The letter does. So you wait for the letter, and then you answer it by its printed deadline, with documents, not with a phone argument.
What letter are we usually talking about?
Often a CP-75. That's the IRS auditing the credit, asking for proof your income is real and proof your qualifying children actually lived with you. School records, medical, lease.
And if someone just doesn't answer it?
Then the credit gets disallowed. The IRS recalculates the refund without the EITC, and it follows you. A disallowance can force you to file Form 8862 to claim the credit in future years, and a reckless claim can trigger a 2-year ban. 10 years for fraud. The article's line on this is good. A CP-75 answered on time is a paperwork exercise. A CP-75 ignored is a lost credit plus a barrier to claiming it again.
That's the real cost, not the delay.
Right.
Now, self-employed people. You mentioned Schedule C. Why is their hold different?
Net earnings from self-employment do count as earned income for the EITC. But a W-2 employee's wages get matched against employer filings automatically. A sole proprietor's $48,300 of Schedule C profit gets matched against whatever records the taxpayer kept. So those returns are disproportionately the ones pulled for review after the hold lifts.
So the records are the whole ballgame.
Your records are your refund. A shoebox of receipts answered promptly can keep a review to a couple of weeks. No records at all is how a $2,894 credit becomes zero, plus a Form 8862 requirement next year.
One more. The offset thing. Because the hold lifting isn't always the happy ending.
No. Path delays your refund. A debt can take it. Once the hold lifts, the IRS applies your refund to any federal tax balance, and the Treasury Offset Program can intercept it for state tax debt, past due child support, or defaulted federal student loans. Code 898 is the signal. If the debt is your spouse's loan and you file jointly, Form 8379, injured spouse, can recover your share. And if it's your own back tax balance, the offset repeats every year until that balance is resolved.
Every year.
Every year. That's why the question stops being, where's my refund, and becomes, how to resolve the account underneath it.
Let me be honest with people, though. If it's February and the refund just hasn't come, what should they do?
Nothing. Genuinely nothing. The hold lifts by law, and no service or preparer can speed it up. Checking daily doesn't help either. The tool generally updates once a day, and a single CP-75 with clean records is very manageable on your own. Copy the documents, respond by the deadline, keep proof of mailing.
So when does bringing someone in actually change anything?
Narrower set. An 810 freeze that sticks after you've already completed identity verification. An EITC disallowed in a prior year that's now blocking every refund. A Schedule C review where your records are thin and both the credit and your business deductions are exposed. Or a refund getting offset year after year to a balance you can't pay. In those, the order you fix things in matters. And that's the part that's hard to see from the outside.
Okay, next 24 hours, what do people do?
Three things. Pin down your dates. When you filed, how you filed, how you're being paid. Then, set up your IRS online account and pull the current year account transcript. Then read it for anything that isn't 150, 806, or 766.
And if there is something,
if you see 570, 810, or 898, or a letter you're not sure how to answer, that's the point to have someone read the transcript with you. Clarity's enrolled agents do a free confidential case review, 888-825-7779. No promises about how it lands, but a frozen credit left unanswered can become a disallowed one, and that one follows you into future filing seasons. That part you control.